the charity of the week. Please tell us your name and charity.
Hi, I'm Suzanne.
I'm Jilly. Charity is Joey Dunlop Foundation.
How did the charity start and what is its purpose?
Joey was a fantastic ambassador, as everybody knows, for charities and things. And unfortunately, when we lost him, there was Kevin Quirk and Barbara Wood that got together and kind of thought, what could we do to honour Joey, because he was so big on the Isle of Man. And the one thing that we were very sadly lacking at the time was somewhere for people with disabilities to actually stay. And then when Braddon Bridge came up, it was kind of like perfect spot. It's, you know, easy to get to the grandstand, you can still watch the motorbikes, you can still get up close and personal if you like. So we bought the house and we did a lot of fundraising. We kept the outside of the building as it was, and we basically just changed the inside of it. And then we were lucky enough, we opened this in 2010. And it was amazing. We had Linda and John and everybody. I mean, it was absolutely packed. There were so many people came on the open day just to go and wander around. And I must admit, I saw it, the inside of it when we first bought it to when we actually opened it up as accommodation. And the change was just phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
The purpose of the charity is to provide people who have any form of disability to be able to have a holiday that the normal standard hotels just can't cater for them. So we've evolved from 3 apartments to 5, to having tracking hoists, air mattresses, different types of commodes, anything that's needed to make somebody's holiday that bit easier. And it's great when you see people's reactions when they can actually go somewhere and have a holiday which they've not been able to before.
Tell us about your team.
The team, we're a very small team. There's 4 trustees, 3 of us on the island. That's me, John Watterson and Bruce Baker, and Barry Steeles, who lives in the UK and does all our fundraising over there. And Suzanne, who manages the apartments now. And that's it.
Who is the charity for?
Basically anybody that has a disability. It doesn't have to be a seen disability, it can be an unseen disability. We had a young lad that came for TT that was autistic, and his face when he arrived just made my day. We also have people with dementia that come and stay with us as well, because it's a nice safe area. Yes, we do have the roads outside, but we also have the access road, and of course it's got lovely walks down there anyway. So basically anybody that wants, if you like, a home away from home to go on holiday, and you can't beat our island really, can you? So,
what are your main goals?
Just to provide a home away from home, somewhere that people can be safe and just enjoy. And I must admit, a lot of people that have stayed have loved it and they're already rebooking, so can't be doing too bad.
Which other organisations do you work with?
We work with Steam Packet Holidays, who will arrange all their travel, and the guests have said that all the staff on the boats are really good with them, getting them up to in the lifts and making sure that they're looked after. I've never heard anybody say anything bad about the way they're treated on the boats. We also have had a lot of assistance from the Manx Lottery Trust, and there are other trusts on the island who support us, which is great, because obviously, as anybody who needs a specialist equipment knows, it's not cheap to get. So we are totally self-funded, so any help we get is very much appreciated.
How do you see the charity developing over the next 5 years?
The future of the charity would be to make sure that we can carry on providing the wonderful facilities we've got here and improve wherever necessary. We're always open to suggestions from guests. We have, you know, because obviously when you're not in that position, you don't always know what's required, and you may think you do, but somebody will come along and with a better idea. So we always want to evolve and make this the best possible experience for them to have a holiday on our beautiful island. And you won't get any better than when the sun's out.
How is the charity funded?
As you know, we've got the apartment, so that's one way of funding it. But a lot of it is through donations, people raising money for us. I mean, Barry works mega hard with doing the stall across and over here for TT Grand Prix for the Southern. But yeah, a lot of it is donations, and we've had quite a few children recently actually that have been, I mean, probably only know Joey through their parents, but they've raised money by doing like lemonade stands or doing walks and, you know, sponsored walks and things like that. So for us, that is phenomenal because that's a next generation that's actually supporting the Joey Dunlop Foundation. And we can't thank people enough. You know, if people say, oh, well, what can we do? It's great. We would love people to, you know, if they had an hour or something like that to volunteer at TT or Grand Prix when we are really busy on the stand, you know, just come down for an hour. It's amazing how much fun it is, because that's how I started with it, was going in on the stand and the people that you meet, and you might only be there for an hour and then suddenly it's the end of the day. So it is actually great. You know, if people were out there that wanted to do that, you would be welcomed with open arms.
How can people support you?
Donations, as I said, coming helping us out on the stands would be phenomenal. Anybody that likes gardening, we would definitely welcome with open arms if they want to come and tend for our little area here. But yeah, in a lot of ways, it's just keeping us in mind, donations, helping us out. If anybody's got any particular skills that we could use, then yeah, great, go for it.
This year, again, for the Manx Classic, we're based up at the grandstand as we were at TT, which has made us mega busy. So anybody who would love to give us, like Suzanne said, an hour, 2 hours, we really would appreciate it. They can either get us through our email at info@joeydunlopfoundation.com and send us a message there, and we'll be more than happy, because say, and it is good fun. That's how I started as well, on the stall, and you meet some really interesting people over the times, and some people come back year after year and you get to remember them.
Where can people find out more?
They can go through our website, www.joeydunlopfoundation.com, or just send us an email. There is a link on the website. They can see all the apartments. There's a walkthrough of every apartment because each one's different. And they can email us, is the easiest way to get in touch with us, because the office isn't manned all day, so an email's probably the easiest. And with the dates they want, and if we can, you know, what we can do to help and fit them in, then yes, everybody wants TT Manx. We've now, you know, that we are full for all those for next year, but there's a waiting list. People can cancel at, you know, any time. It's not a, you know, it happens. So if they are interested, we'll take their names. And we're open all year as well. People think we're just open for certain times. We're not. We're open all year round. So if anybody wanted a winter break, then they're more than welcome.
The Charity of the Week. Profile complete.